So we're in a series now called Catch the Wave. And the idea is this. I've known people like my mama, who was a hell-raising drunk, who got saved in Rockingham, North Carolina, who for 17 years lived with my stepdad, who was unbearable. But she felt it was what she was supposed to do. And then on Thanksgiving Eve in 1992, he took a 357 Magnum and shot my mother 6 times in Rockingham and left her dead on the floor, and then he shot himself. But there was something my mother lived by, and that was Romans 8:28. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. And you know what? I watched my mama. I watched her life be transformed. I watched her life be transformed by a verse. By a verse! She had faith. She smiled, she sang, she rose above the problems and trials in her life. She was a powerhouse. She rode the wave, baby. Y'all listening? We're going to talk about that verse in one of our series. So it's verses like that that I've known. I've known people. Or it's been something in my own life that I've got a hold of. Man, wow, I didn't want to get off. Amen? Y'all listening? So there are verses, and I'm going to break it down like I've been doing. Faith. Hebrews 11:6, we looked at that one. We looked at Ephesians 2:8 and 9. So we looked at faith, we've looked at grace. Today we're going to look at something I call know the power of the wave. But let's just get started this morning. The last 2 weeks, the waves have been rolling in at Fellowship. Amen. Y'all been feeling them? Say. I've been feeling them. Got some waves rolling in here. We started out with the big wave of faith. We call that the big wave because that's the granddaddy of them all. Without faith, the Bible says, Hebrews 11:6, say it with me. It's what? Help me, impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must do what? Believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So we saw faith. Say what faith is. Here's our definition of faith that we put up. Read it with me, would you? I have a total confidence and trust in God. Say that with me. I believe God, what? Period. See, that's faith. Well, if God would do this for me, then I would do this for Him. He don't need you. Amen? Oh, if this would happen. Oh, if only this happened. I'd serve Jesus. Buddy, you're starting off on the wrong track. That ain't how you get there. Amen? He's given His Son. He's given us His Word. Do you believe in His Son or not? That's where we start. Faith, man. Huge. Then we saw another wave roll in last week, and that's, say it with me, the great wave of what? Grace, man. It was exciting. I love that message last week. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith. Read that last part with me. And that not of who? Yourself. It's a gift of God. It's not of works. Lest all of us would be boasting about it, wouldn't we say? See? And we talked about grace. What is grace? Just a definition that we put up, plain English. God extends His kindness and favor to me. That's what grace is. He extends His kindness and favor to me. It's an action that He chooses to perform. It's not an action that I perform. He performs it. Amen? And then this part. Would you say that with me? I have absolutely what? Zero to do with it. Nothing. Zip. Isn't that hard for us to say? Isn't it? Say. Isn't it hard for us to think that God... We can't do anything to get saved. We can't do anything to get our sins forgiven. You mean I can't work? I can't do anything? Nothing. You can do nothing for the grace of God to flow except open your hand and receive it. Are y'all listening today? That's grace. Now we're going to take it a little further. And look at that. Wow. What a wave. Can you believe it? Look at that. That guy standing there looking at that wave. I'm telling you, folks, that's the ride that you're on. That's the ride that you can be on. I mean, look, you've seen the grace of God. You've had God love you and send His Son, and now you believe in Him as your Lord and Savior. This can be a wild ride for you. Are y'all with me? Say, this can be the ride of your life. This should be the ride of your life. This is exciting. So we're going to look at it today. The message, I didn't know what to call it, so I've called it this. No, say it with me, the power of the wave. What we have in Jesus Christ ain't some little lay me down to sleep something. Y'all listening? We've got some power, man, if we'll understand it. And we need to know how to access the power, how to get the power, where the power comes from. And the good thing is, this ain't rocket science. Where you got it to begin with is where you're going to need to keep getting it. And let's look at it this morning. Know the power of the wave. Now, the wave makes the ride, not the surfer or his board. Amen? Can you see a little surfer dude say? Come on. He got his pretty little shorts, don't he? Can you see him going, look at me, I'm a little surfer, look at my pretty little. I was going to put shorts on, but I just couldn't do it. And I know y'all didn't want to see it. But can you imagine, you know, putting a surfboard up here, look at me, baby, look at my surfboard, I'm surfing. You ain't surfing nothing. You ain't doing nothing if you don't have a wave, right? Say. You're not riding anywhere. Okay? So the wave makes the ride, not the surfer or his board. Say that with me right there. If there's no, come on, one more time. If there's no, okay? If there's no wave, you ain't going anywhere. I know I got you all confused because we don't do this, do we? You're all like, what? He, okay. That's okay. You're going to get it before it's over with. Here we go. Know where the power comes from. Know where the power comes from. I mean, we don't have big, big, big waves here, but boy, have we seen some big waves that Raj put up. Remember that one big wave he did on the commercial for this series? Wow. Crazy. Know where the power comes from. I call this, boy, the Christian's wave, surfer wave verse right here, baby. This is a great verse. This is the verse we're going to hone in on today, and I want you to get it today. Here it is, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, watch it, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. That is a powerful verse. I'm telling you what, now I rewrote that a little bit and sort of made a surfer's verse out of it. Okay, here's what I put. The surfer, the guy on that wave. Listen, I'm like a dead man on this wave, yet I'm still alive. But not me, for the wave is powering me. And this wild ride I'm now on, I'm on because of this powerful, magnificent wave that God has provided for me. I can only imagine that's how some of these professional surfers must feel when they get, you know, 10 stories high. You think they feel like they're in charge when they're up there? Say. You think they're like, look at me, baby, I made the wave. You think they feel that way? Say. No, sir. No, sir. They know the power of that wave. And so we're going to look at this verse closely this morning, Galatians 2:20. Move ahead. Also wrote down some other thoughts just on this idea of wave. We're riding a wave now. I'm a Christian. I put my faith in Christ. Man, I'm riding high. Okay? But we need to know about this wave, about the power of the wave. And I've written some things down. You need to know some things. You need to know your wave. You need to know how you got on top of the wave. You need to know you would never be so high in your Christian high and mighty life if it weren't for the wave. Amen? Say. You ever met anybody, you've been there yourself, or you just bully yourself? Say. Look at me, man. I'm this Joe Christian dude. Yeah, baby. People can't stand that. God can't stand it. It's phony. It doesn't fly. Amen? You'd never be so high if it weren't for the wave of God's grace. The wave is still powerful, by the way, without you. Amen? You think the wave's powerful even after the surfer falls off? You think that wave's still moving, it's going, it's doing this, it's things, it's all of a sudden stopped. Whoops, I lost my surfer. Doesn't happen. The wave doesn't need you, but you need the wave. If you're going to surf, man, you better find you a wave. Okay? And even though we have these wave pools over at, you know, at Wet and Wild and places like that. I mean, they're nice, but I mean, come on, right? They're still puny. Amen? You need to know when you're riding high that you're not the powerful one. You need to know that when the wave is going where it wants to. Amen? Say that next one with me. You need to know you just along for the what? For the ride. It'll change your life if you start to realize I'm not in charge. It'll change your life if you realize it's all about Christ. It's not about me. It'll change your life if you start living your life like a dead man instead of trying to fight him. You need to know that fighting the wave does not work. And say that last one with me. You need to know the wave will do what to you? It'll crush you. Amen? So that's what we're talking about today. Know the power of the wave. Now, Galatians 2:20. Now we're going to go back, and I think we're back in the understandable zone now, okay? Amen?
Just going to have a little Bible study with you. Let's break Galatians 2:20 down. Let's break this verse down. And before we do that, I'll tell you who lived this verse. My father-in-law, Pastor Wally Metz, lived this verse. This was his life verse. I was able to serve the Lord with him 17 years in ministry. He lived this verse. This was his life verse. He would quote it often. I watched this verse modeled in front of my life. The man, I mean, even though he had problems, yeah, I saw him a few times lose his cool. But it wasn't like I lose my cool. You know what I'm saying? I saw him take things. I saw him in the Word of God daily. I saw him give himself to his family, give himself to his wife. I saw him say no to his own will so many times. This man of God, who's now with God in heaven, he rode that wave. He picked up that wave in Naples, Florida, when he had been a gang member. He's about 16 years old. He picked up that wave in Florida. And you know what? He rode that wave all the way to heaven. Amen? Changed his life. And I'm telling you something. I am probably an idiot sometimes, but I'm not an idiot in this situation in knowing that not everybody's going to listen to me today. This is a choice. If you want to ride this wave, if you want to know the power of the wave, then you can know the power of the wave. Sorry about this. I'm going to break this in two. And it's about $400. So anybody? Here we go. Anyway, now see, Pastor Metz wouldn't have said that. You see what I'm saying? He wouldn't have said that. He went, it's okay. This ain't easy, baby, riding the wave and knowing the power of the wave. So let's break down Galatians 2:20 and see if we can know the power of the wave. Now we got to roll it. Here we go. Say it with me, the first part. I am crucified with Christ. It's not going to do you a bit of good unless you learn it. One more time. I am crucified with Christ. What does that mean? A couple of things. Because I'm crucified with Christ, I'm dead to the law. Okay? Because I'm crucified with Christ, it wasn't my rule-keeping that got me to heaven. It wasn't my keeping this rule or that rule or not doing this or not doing that that got me to heaven. Thou shalt not lie will never save anybody. By not doing something, you're never going to earn salvation or grace or anything like that by not doing something. Oh, I love the Ten Commandments. They help us. Amen? Because we're a bunch of liars. Amen? And we need to know what's right to do and what's not right to do. Amen? And that's what happens when we have the power of God come in our life. But it's crazy. So often we get saved, we're going to heaven, and now we think we can keep our salvation or we're in charge. That's crazy. You didn't do anything for God to love you. And I said it last week, I could care less what your denomination teaches. Okay? We do that sometimes. We split camps. Well, I don't believe that. Let me tell you something, my friend. God loved you and you had nothing to do with it. Did you hear me? Say, nothing. Okay? And that's how you need to continue to live your Christian life. Okay? Always back at the cross. Are you hearing me? No, I got that when I was 16. No, you need to get that Sunday morning, August 5th, 2007. Amen? Paul said it this way. Praise the Lord. By the way, at Fellowship Church, we let men be men. Amen? So if you think, oh, he's just out of control, then find a sissy church to go to. Amen? Sorry. I know that's ugly, but at least I know the guys are with me. Amen? Listen to me. Listen. We don't all of a sudden become in charge or have the responsibility now of keeping ourselves saved or keeping ourselves in Christ. What you need to do is realize you're dead. With Jesus Christ on that cross, you're now dead to the law and to rules. I know this might sound strange, but listen to me. Before 2:20 comes 2:19, for I through the law am what? Dead to the law, that I might what? You're saved. You're a Christian. You put your faith in Christ and what He's done for you on that cross. And now, before, you didn't even have a chance to live for God. You didn't even have ability to live for God. But now you've been made alive. Amen? You're alive now. And it's because of that cross. That's why a lot of people say, you shouldn't wear a cross. Would you wear an electric chair around your neck? Well, if Jesus would have died in an electric chair, I'd wear an electric chair around my neck. Okay? It's an instrument of death. I don't mind. I don't wear jewelry, so I don't wear a cross, okay? That's just my style. Some people wear it, they're cool with it, they're fine with it. It just makes me feel funny, okay? But the fact of the matter is, listen, we all need to remember daily the cross. Are y'all hearing me say? It needs to be our instrument of death. It needs to be our time daily. Paul said, I die every day. And that was the cross. So I'm now no longer bound to the law. I'm dead now to the law. Okay? But keep listening. Galatians 3:23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto faith, which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our what? Say it with me. Schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Listen, friend, after we get saved, if we think we can keep all the rules and live the law and things like that, that's not what God asks out of you. He says, carry your cross and follow me. Is that what Jesus said, yes or no? Amen? That's what we're supposed to do. So often, if we flip it the other way, good grief, I do this rule. You wear a tie. It looks really good. You see what I'm saying? We can go back and forth. You know, I like black shoes. I like brown shoes. Your hair's supposed to be cut. It's supposed to be up to the ears. Dumb. Are y'all listening? It's insanity. It's all about the cross. Yes, the law existed. The law existed as a schoolmaster. Okay? After faith has come, we're no longer under the schoolmaster. The beauty of the law is this. I have lied. How many lied in the room? Can I see your hands? Amen? Good. How many stole something in the room? Bunch of liars and thieves. See what I'm saying? Listen. Listen. That's the beauty of the law. We're all guilty before who? God. That's the schoolmaster. The schoolmaster's got the little stick over the head. You're guilty. You're guilty. You're guilty. Guess what? After I'm saved, I graduated. Amen? And it was all because of the grace of God. Does that mean I shouldn't try to obey God's word? Of course not. That's stupidity. Before, I didn't even have the power to obey it. Amen? Now I'm alive in Christ. And if I try to live my life according to this, that's not going to fly. God says in His Word, remember, you're crucified. Okay? Say that part with me, verse 26. For you're all the children of God by what? Isn't it funny? It didn't say you're His child if you keep all the rules, did it? Say. I don't think there's anybody in this room that would stand up with really honesty and say, since you've been saved, you've been perfect. Say. Since you've been saved, you've been perfect. Never made a mistake, never did anything wrong, never lost my cool, never threw the mic on the floor. Amen? Come on. See, listen, I'm crucified with Christ. We're children of God by faith in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He hath made Him, that's Jesus, God hath made Jesus to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made what? The righteousness of God in Him. That's why I need to remember daily, I'm crucified with Christ. I don't know if you're getting it or not. This is tough. This is hard tough. This is tough talk right here. Okay? So because I'm crucified with Christ, I'm dead to the law. Anytime I think it's me doing it, and me keeping the rules, and me riding the wave, look at me, baby. I need to remember, I was in Adam dead. It was His grace that put me in Christ. Now I'm in Christ. I had nothing to do with Him putting me in Christ, except agreeing with Him on what He did for me. And now I agree with that, and not my way, I'm in Christ. Okay? Me doing this, me doing the other. God, I think, laughs at us. He laughs. Ha! You're keeping yourself. Fool! We don't even know the band of angels and the things that God's doing for us. We can't even see what's happening. We need to remember this. The cross. Are y'all listening? I hope you're getting it. The cross. The cross. Yeah, it's a place of execution. It's a place where I die. And I died, not me, for me, He died for me. He took my sin. The second thing, I'm crucified with Christ. Because I'm crucified with Christ, I'm able to what now? Live for God. If you had seen Gary Clark, I still am a mess. But if you'd have seen me and the crap that flowed out of my mouth, F this, GD this, that's the way I talked. Horrible. The filth and the mess, even as a young boy, that went in through my mind. And now I got it. Buddy, I tell you what, I have to keep dragging this corpse back to that cross because it keeps wanting to get up off there. Amen? And that's where I have power over here. I have no power in my own strength. Are y'all listening? I have the power to live for God now, Romans 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We have the power now not to serve sin. Amen? That doesn't say that you won't ever sin. But you now have the power to live for God. If you're crucified with Christ and you reckon yourselves dead, there's nothing that you can't do with the help of God. You can make it. Amen? For he that's dead is freed from sin. You are free. It's amazing when you take yourself back to the cross, the power and the victory you can get over sin. Amen? Say. How many have done that before? You're struggling, you're battling, and you're over here, and you just had to drag yourself back to the cross. And I tell you, brother, you can get victory in Jesus. Let's praise Him this morning if you've been there before. Amen? Boom! Okay? Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live with Him. It's all about Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. I'm going to tell you something. Old Clarkster's going to die one day. It's the point that a man wants to die. But I tell you one death I'm not dying, the second death. Death doesn't have a power over me. I'm not going to hell. Why? Because you're a preacher. I'm not going to hell because He's a great Savior. Amen? It's all about Him. I'm not going to hell because of everything He did and nothing I did. Y'all listening? It's powerful, man. Death doesn't have dominion. For in that He died unto sin once, but that He liveth, He lives unto God. So, and we got to move, and I get wound up here. I'm crucified with Christ. Would you say that with me? Crucified with Christ. I'm dead to the law. I can live for God now. Say that part with me. Nevertheless, I, yet not, but Christ lives in me. What does that mean? I'm alive. Wait a minute. I'm crucified. I should do this daily. I'm crucified. The old man is dead. But wait a minute. I'm still alive. Whoa, isn't that a good deal? I'm dead. I'm alive. But the life I'm now living, it's not me living it. Christ has come into my heart. I have something called the Word of God that says, boy, stop talking like that. Amen? The book says, love your wife as I love the church. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I'm learning. Amen? Say. I'm growing. Because He's inside of me. But the temptation is, look at how good I'm doing now. It ain't me. It's Him inside of me. Does that make any sense to maybe one person? Likewise, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I love verses like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's because I'm crucified with Christ. It's all about the cross. It's all about what He did for me in His resurrection. 2 Corinthians 5. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge, if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live. Say it with me. Unto who? Themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. A couple of things. The self-righteous and the self-centered me is dead. Okay? When I remember to die daily, and several times a day, And when I remember to place that back on the cross and I reckon myself to be dead with Him and alive unto God, the self-righteous and self-centered Gary is dead. But boy, anytime I get away from that, old Gary raises his head again. Amen? I am dethroned and I yield the throne of my life to Jesus Christ. That's what this verse... I watched Pastor Matz do that. I watched him crucify himself. We're not talking about like they do down in other countries where they crawl on glass. I'm hurting myself for Jesus. Friend, that's crazy. That's how we are sometimes, though, isn't it? Don't we do stuff like that? Listen. Listen, the cross is where you get life. Take everything you have and put it back on that cross. Keep living life like that daily. It's only 24 hours in a day. Do it every day. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You're not your own now. You've been bought with a price on the cross. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. This is the way you can live life. I don't know if you're getting it today. This is a way you can really live life. I'm trying my best to tell you, but it's hot up here. Amen? Listen. I'm crucified with Christ. I'm dead to the law. I can now live for God. It's all because of Him. Help me, God, not to think I'm the wave and I'm the power of the wave. Help me to ride. Help me to be as a dead man floating on that wave. And you take me where you want me to go, Lord. Help me to not be in charge, Lord. I'm still alive, but you're living inside of me, God. I'm no longer full of me, Lord. I want to be full of you. I don't want to be on the throne, Lord. And the life that I now live in the flesh. Can you say those last three words with me? In the... One more time. In the flesh. See, there's the problem. That's our problem right there. Okay? We're still in the flesh. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh. I've still got flesh. I've still got a will. I've still got this mess. And here's the deal. I ain't arrived yet. Stop acting like you have. Amen? Say. That's what happens when we one-up somebody. Stop that. You know, it's crazy. We could talk a whole other message, but Jesus just wasn't like that. He was the one that could be like that, and He wasn't like that. He was above everybody, but He's always bending down. Amen? He's always reaching out. And when you're not crucified with Christ, and it's a daily thing, you'll be up here instead of like this. We haven't arrived yet. We don't have our glorified body yet. I still have flesh and bones. And here's the biggie. I have an adversary, the devil, who's coming after me every day. Clark, why do you make so much of the cross? Because there's a devil who wants to eat my lunch. And we played games before where you had safety or a base. Remember that when you played games? And ooh, we're going to get back to the base. That's your base. Satan's coming after you every day. The base is the cross. I'm crucified with Christ. You can't get me. Amen? Come back there. We have an adversary. Humble yourselves, Peter said. I saw this scripture all new, all over again this week. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Quit thinking it's your rules that keeps you saved. That He may exalt you in due time. He's not going to be pleased with you if all of a sudden now you're a Christian, you think you're it. Look at this. I saw this wholly different this time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. This week in my office studying, I've read that verse many times, but you know what I saw this week? I saw me casting my care back on that cross. That's what I saw this week. Cast all your care, Gary, all of it, on that cross. Come back there. Crucify yourself. You're dead. I want to live through you in this situation. Amen? And then I saw this different. Be sober, be vigilant. I've quoted this verse, preached on it many times. But you know how hard it is to keep going back to the cross? It takes somebody sober. It takes somebody vigilant to come back to the cross on a daily basis. Because my adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, wants to devour me. That's why I've got to go back every day and often. Whom resist steadfast in the what? Say. Well, look at that. We're back to square one. I guess I'm not in charge after all. What is faith? It's a complete trust in Him. I believe God, period. Knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. If you're not at the cross, you'll think you're getting picked on. Poor me, look at me, what I'm going through. You know what? All of that will find, you'll find a lot of help and God will care for you. If you quit trying to do it over here in your own strength, thinking you got the cat by the tail, and jump over here and crucify yourself with Him. Amen? Reckon yourself to be dead with Him. There's power there, man. But the God of all, well, look at that. What's that word say? This powerful life that I can live, this wave I'm on, it was all made possible by Him. And when we ever get off of that wave and think that somehow we're doing something or we're keeping something or we're in charge of something, I think we nullify grace and faith. Okay? He's called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After you've suffered a while, He'll make you complete or perfect. He'll establish you. He'll strengthen you. He'll mature you. He'll settle you. So anyway, Satan's after us. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen? And that's all about Jesus Christ. The life we live in the flesh. And then finally, we're getting done here this morning. I live by the faith of the Son of God. So here we go. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh. Boy, I hate this stuff. How do I live this life, God? I live by the faith of the Son of God. That's how I'm to live this life. That's why I got to keep going back to that cross. Faith. I have a total confidence and trust in God. If that cross could take my sorry tail from hell to heaven, I'm going to ride that cross all the way home. I'm going to ride that cross all the way home. When my will raises up itself, I need to realize, man, I'm dead. I need to get over there. I don't know if you're getting it. The cross. I believe God, period. That's how I live my life. That's how I live the crucified life. I live it by faith in Jesus Christ. I never let it be about me. I do a lot of times. How many of y'all do that? It'd be about you sometimes. I do it. I have to fight it. How do I fight it? Crucify yourself. Amen? It's a huge principle, and it's not easy. It's faith, not works, that releases divine power for me to live the Christian life. We think if I show up to visitation, if I go into bus ministry, if I teach this class, if I do this class, I'm going to be in good shape. God says, would you just settle down a little bit and have faith in me? Believe me. And then when that power starts working, those ministries that you're doing are going to be of God, and you're not doing it to get brownie points or something. Satan loves you to be busy doing stuff on your own. Who loved me and gave Himself for me. That's grace. Who loved me and gave Himself for me. I live by faith. And He loved me and gave Himself for me. This is how I crucify myself. God extends kindness to me. God extends favor to me. You know what? When you got saved, when you became a Christian, I know some of you, this is long for you, but listen. When you got saved, when you became a Christian, grace didn't stop and you took over. Y'all hearing me? Say. That's how we live sometimes. I think it's a trap of the devil. I'm not here to down other denominational teaching. I'm just here to really get God way up. Amen? I want to get Him so up where He belongs. He's the Lord. We're still nothing. The Bible says in Ephesians that we're seated where? Somebody tell me. In the what? Heavenlies. I can't understand it. But God loves me so much, since I believe in Him, I'm seated with Him in the heavenlies already. Go figure that out. My problem is I'm still down here in the flesh. How am I going to make it from here to there? I'm going to keep coming right back over here and crucifying myself till I get there. That's the deal. John 3:16, pop it all up, Raj. For God so loved the world, God's love, that He gave His only begotten Son, God's mercy, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's God's grace. That John 3:16 is going to work your whole life. Works your whole Christian life. God's love, God's grace. God's love, God's mercy, God's grace. How many still need God's love and God's mercy and God's grace even since you've been saved? Don't try to take over. Just start crucifying yourself. I'm crucified with Christ. I died with Him. He rose. I'm living with Him now. Keep going back over there. You see a beautiful picture of the Trinity. Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father. Somebody came up last week and told me that. And boy, it's just clear as a whistle. God's working in your life now. Amen? You can make it. We finish with this last rundown. Jesus Christ, say that with me, but one of the most powerful statements of the message, it was to me anyway. Jesus Christ loves me enough to live out His life in me. I mean, I know me, amen? Come on. He must really love me. He loves me enough to live out His life in me. Every Sunday I pray for you and I pray for me. Before we ever do a service, I pray, and my prayer partners can be a witness. I pray that God shows up in your teeth. I pray you'll let your smile be His smile. I pray that you won't have eyes that are shifty or looking down, but you'll have eyes that have a brightness in them so that we can reach people. Are y'all hearing me? I pray for your tongue and my tongue that it'll talk up and lift up instead of put people down or say something negative. Worst thing you do is come on a church campus on Sunday morning and say something negative. Horrible. How do you not do that? Crucify! Amen. Take that tongue and with Jesus. Galatians 2:21, after 2:20, it says, I do not frustrate. Can you say that with me? I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. If anything you're doing now, you think that's helping you stay righteous, then Jesus died in vain. Your past, did Jesus just die for our past sins or did He die for all of our sins? Say. There's a debate out there. I'm not sure which He did. Let me tell you what He did. He died for all your sins. All the sins of the world. They're nailed to the cross. They're blotted out. That's what the Bible teaches. That's a big God who can do that. Amen? It's huge. But we frustrate the grace of God. So here's my question. We're out the door. Here we go. Frustrated. Are you? Look at that guy looking at that sea. Wow. Man, how do I get up there? How do I ride that wave? It's going to be pretty hard from there, dude. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need you some help. Listen, several statements. As long as you are under the law, you're not in Christ. As long as your salvation has anything to do with you, you're not in Christ. Unless you're crucified with Christ, you have no part of Him. How many remembers the story when Peter, when Jesus was washing Peter's feet, wanted to wash his feet? What did Peter say? Somebody tell me. Not so, Lord, no. What did Jesus say to him? Fine, you're okay, no problem. What did Jesus say to him? Then you have what? No part of me. Okay? If you're here today thinking you can do anything to get you to heaven, to get your sins forgiven, to keep you, anything like that, listen, friend, it's all about Him. You let Him do it His way, and it's His way. Tough talk. Unless you're risen with Christ, His power is not in you. I don't care what you do. If you're not risen with Christ, you don't have His power. Last thing, unless you have faith in Christ, you have no possibility of forgiveness or heaven. Unless you have faith in Christ, you have no possibility of forgiveness or heaven. That's according to God's Word. Remember, you're good at two things. Let's see if you remember last week. You're good at two things. Here they are. Sinning and dying. How many are good at that? Say. Especially that first sinning part. Y'all pretty good at that? We can do a class on it. You're also going to find out you're really good at dying one day. You're going to pass with flying colors. It's going to happen. Here's my challenge to you. I challenge you. Would you do this? Won't you recognize you're dead before you die? Say that with me. Recognize you're dead before you. Recognize you're dead with Christ, crucified with Christ. Why don't you go ahead and do that now? You're pretty good at dying, really. You can do it. Recognize you're dead before you die. If you recognize you're dead before you die, you're going to really ride a wild wave. It's going to be great. He's going to get all the glory, all the credit. He's going to take you places you've never dreamed of, and you're just going to float. It's going to be great. You're going to have to put your part into it. I understand that, but you're yielding totally to Him. Know the power of the wave. We close with our verse today. Say it with me, if you can. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, or in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen.